And our Lady now is coming forward directly to the right of the statue, high above in the sky. My child, I hasten to talk with you. It is urgent that you send the complete message from heaven throughout the world now. The photograph, miraculous, that are given to you this evening, my child, will tell you much when you study them. I know, I feel the great sorrow that has entered upon the heart of those who have dedicated themselves in our little armies throughout your world, my children. You must keep a constant vigilance of prayer. You must go forward with great perseverance and confidence. When you find in your human nature a failing approaching, you may ask Jesus in this manner. My Jesus, my confidence. You will repeat this. My Jesus, my confidence. You will find, my children, that there is great comfort for you all in the days ahead. Do not be discouraged. Do not be stopped in your vision by the opinion of man. Oh, my children, a great chastisement is to come upon mankind. Your country, America, the beautiful, shall be washed clean by trials. I cannot promise you now, my children, a turning away of this chastisement. It is imminent upon mankind. Oh, my children, you must not make it a habit to reproach your brothers and sisters who have gone astray. Pray for them and do penance for them. As a voice back from heaven, my child, you must not have fear in giving the message. It is not your voice or your mind that you have placed upon paper and upon your taping. It is my voice and the voices from heaven that cry unto you now, turn back, for you are all on the road to your own destruction. My sons have been sorrowed. He has been wounded anew by the conduct of those he has chosen to represent him in his church upon your earth. Oh, my children, the abominations cry out for punishment from heaven. Will you not, pastors, take the blindness from your heart and look upon the road which you have set yourselves on with your arrogance and pride and your searching for worldly? Octopus, the gigantic conspiracy of evil that will unite your world and my son's church under the rule of Deathbox. There is, in Rome, my children, a great struggle for power, a political machine controlled by Satan. There shall be a war of the spirit. It shall be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. I repeat, my children, as I have told you in the past, that the Great Council of Vatican II was manipulated by Satan. He sat there among you, and he worked you like a chessboard. What can you do now to recover? It is simple, my children. Turn back and start over. With the foundation given to you, you must bring respect back to your priesthood. You must bring respect back to your Holy Father, Pope Paul VI. I have warned you of all the manners of abominations, errors, and delusions that have been set upon you. Listen and act upon my warning to you. The Eternal Father in heaven shall have the final command over mankind. He allows you to go on your way scattering the sheep, O pastors, but one day the hand of God shall descend upon mankind. My children, our hearts are torn. My heart, as your mother, is torn apart as I look upon the remnant. What is left in your country and many countries throughout the world of my son's houses, my son's church? The dedicated, those who have taken a vow of poverty, chastity, and upholders of the faith, whatever have you done to your faith, my children? You have made it in your struggle unrecognized to many. You have sown confusion throughout your world with a change. And what change? But from Satan, guided to destroy. The foundation of your faith is my son, was my son, and will always be my son. You must not involve yourselves, my pastors, with the political machine of your world. It is a satanic involvement. I do not have to repeat by name those who have fallen into the web of Satan and the world machine. This machine, my children, in simple language, will promote without prayers and without enough sacrifice. True, give balm to the heart of the Eternal Father. Where the abomination be committed, this machine shall set itself to enslave the world's soul. My child, it would be best for your peace of mind if you do not spend your time reading reports in reference to your work. I know of your sensitive nature, my child, and I advise you. However, I give you a decision of your own. But for your best interest, I advise you to refrain from reading these reports. You will now go forward to move a mountain, my child. You will gather prayers and novenas for the bishop. Do not be concerned because I have not received the magnificent edifice that I have asked for the salvation of souls upon the sacred ground. Know that the shrine has already been built in the heart of mankind and in the history of my son's church. There will be a magnificent edifice, my child. You must be patient. My child, be guided much by Teresa. You will now make it known the names of the guardian angels that we have assigned to many upon earth. However, you will not give the identity of the human soul that has received this special grace from the Eternal Father. Upon the earth, there are the archangels to Zazri, Sactorius, Tondarius, Raven, and many others. You must guardian angel to ever guide you upon your way. You will also inform Tondarius that he must keep pure and holy thoughts in his mind. Yes, call upon Tondarius, my child. You must keep pure and holy thoughts in your mind. My child, this will be a secret for you from Darius and the soul he guards. Now in your country. It is truly a sad happening among mankind, my child. For it is the hand of Satan reaching in and capturing the souls of many. What God has joined together in holy matrimony, let no man place asunder. The liberal attitude now prevalent in my son's house bring many tears to our hearts, for they will lead many souls onto the road to hell. entered upon the wide road leading to hell and purgatory. And why? Because too few pray for them. And they have now drawn into line with many false teachers. When a union in matrimony is blocked by my son through a legitimate, legally ordained priest, his representative, no man shall take it upon himself for worldly gain, money, prestige, and power to break the ties that have bound them together by heaven. Bishop, awaken from your slumber. In your permissive behavior, you are sending many souls onto the road to hell. Unless you turn back from these ways that displease the Eternal Father, you too shall carry your mitres into hell. Shall my son return and find even a small flicker of faith left in the hearts of mankind? Heresy, O mournful heresy, abominations and filth, seeping like cesspools overflowing into my son's church. Corruption, evil, diabolical, cleanse my son's church now, or he shall return and take you in hand. He shall cast you from his church. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. The doors were closed. But the foundation, my son, shall never be lost to mankind. And you, pastors, who have set yourselves to discredit facts of the existence of punishment and hell, shall you receive your lesson forever? Yes, my child. I cannot give you a message, a promise, and a great joy now. But your hope and your confidence and your perseverance shall be in the knowledge that your world is not of earth, but over the veil in the kingdom of the eternal Father.
Justice. Now it's beginning to disappear. It's like smoke.
fading away. My lady is coming forward. She's placing her hand upon her lips. My child, you will now continue with the prayers of atonement. Do not be concerned, my child. Heaven is much pleased with your work. You can never know, my child, all of the arms that we have sent to help you in this mission. Our armies now are spread throughout the entire earth. They are small armies now, but gathering in strength. Of course, my child, you understand it is far beyond your human nature to comprehend now that the eventual victory is with my son. All that now transpires upon your earth is a testing ground, a separation of the sheep from the goats. Go forward, my children. Continue in this battle of the spirit. For the worldly battles will soon be upon your country and mankind. But there is a far greater battle now going on. It is an unseen battle to those who do not look for the truth and the light. For you have now the very forces of hell set loose upon earth in this final battle. What was to happen in the future shall be now. Much that has been given, my children, to warn mankind has gone by unnoticed. Bring it to them by word of mouth and printed. Tell them that these warnings shall become greater, more ferocious, and more destructive. Much is being promoted by Satan. I cannot, my child, give you a long discourse on this project. However, you must understand that Satan has great power upon earth, and he will manipulate mankind to bring about their destruction and try to claim them when they have not cleansed their souls. Oh, day by day, my children, I cry constantly tears of great fear and no joy, my child. No, there cannot be joy when so many are falling into hell. Do not be torn or hurt, my child. One day, all this will be righted. You will give the message and continue. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from her waist, and she's holding out the beautiful golden crucifix like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you, all my children. These graces I give to you for the propagation of our work. Graces for cure, graces for conversion, not only of the body, but the spirit. And remember, my children, it is the spirit, your immortal soul, that must come first. You must save your soul. Do not be concerned what they do to your body, for one day you will talk for it from it anyway. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is moving back. She's going high above the Michael Banner. And she's looking down now. She's smiling, but very sad. Irene's meltdown is growing. It must be quite windy up there. She has on a beautiful white gown with a blue sash. But her headpiece is so beautiful. She has upon her head a crown that is circular, but it has the most glittering blue stones about the base. And there are golden roses entwined in the circular part of the crown. And upon the top is a huge cross. It's such a beautiful crown. I don't think I could ever describe it by words. Now our baby is motioning. Be seated now, my child. My son has much to give you for the knowledge of the coming days. A very deep pink light, and over by the tree, the first tree, Jesus is coming forward. Jesus has nothing upon his feet. I can see his feet very clearly. He has this long white robe. He instructed me to place upon my head, over the blue beret, a scarf. I don't understand, but Jesus said I was to wear the scarf over the blue beret. It's very windy. Jesus now has taken his cloak. It's a long garment, a deep burgundy color, and it's around his head, but now it's beginning to drop over onto his shoulders. It's a very loose garment. And the cape Jesus is gathering over his right arm, and he's coming now across the sky. It looks very beautiful. Jesus is smiling, and I can't see his hair. His hair is so beautiful. I believe it's a dark, it's brown, but the reflection of Jesus' garment upon his hair makes his hair look reddish brown. And now Jesus has eyes can see his face so very clearly. He has a very short beard. His hair is quite long. It goes down through his shoulders. Has the most beautiful eyes. I do recognize him. Now, my child, you will continue with your mission as my mother has directed you. What words can I add now to impress upon your mind the great danger that is approaching your nation? Other nations did not heed the warning of my mother, and they also fell. You will give out the message exactly, my child, as my mother has given it to you, with no elaboration and no additives. The wording must be exact. My mother repeats what is in my heart to my pastor. For you, who were given great grace, much has been expected of you. I have looked into your heart, my pastor, and I have found you wanting. measure for measure shall you receive the just recompense of your actions. You, as pastors of my sheep, shall give full account for the loss of every soul. By your example, you have scattered my sheep, and I must now give you a final warning. In the time allowed now, you must do all in your power to restore my house. Because of your arrogance, because of your greed, your pride, you have succumbed along with your sheep to all of the evils of the flesh. Many souls have gone into hell because they pursued all the treasures of your earth and did not look upward and bring their treasures to the kingdom of the Eternal Father. I repeat to you, what does it matter if you gain the whole world and have suffered the loss of your immortal soul? Shall you, as pastors, stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? No, I say to you, I will cast you out, send you down into the pit where you belong, for you have degraded your vocation. You have destroyed many souls in your search for power, your lust, your arrogance, your pride. You have torn my church of strength of thunder. Shall you restore it brick for brick? Can you regain the soul that you have scattered and allowed to fall under the teaching of false teachers? You have been warned in the past that you must not follow the ways of the world. You were as pastors to live in the world, but not be of the world. Do you think, as pastors, that I left a heritage to you of words that were not true? You take my book, the Bible, you tear it and rebuild it with the work of Satan. Restore my church, or I shall come and I shall take you out of it. All that is rotten will fall. No, my pastors, I shall not destroy earth. It will be a gradual cleansing. It will be the forces of light against the forces of darkness. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. The ultimate cleansing shall be given to mankind. It will be a celestial punishment. You who mock the words of my mother, you who in your pride and search for knowledge, ever seeking but never coming to the knowledge of your God, you who mock and strip my mother of all of her purity and her true place among you, as your mother and your queen, you degrade her in my house. You refuse to hear. Recognize the signs of your time. Come out of your darkness. You are asleep, my pastors. I have sent many warnings to mankind. I have allowed Satan this time to ravage the earth, as it is a measure of separation of the sheep from the goats. You who have given yourself to Satan, you plunge faster into the pit. The plan for your salvation was given. It was a simple plan of faith. Faith in what has been given to you in the past. You mock the past and tradition. You set yourself to build a new church. The gate of hell shall never prevail against my church. Man shall not judge my church on the actions of man. For man now is taking it and building a church for man, not to honor his God, the eternal Father, not to honor and prepare his soul for the entrance over the veil. No, he is now wasting valuable time in promoting a mode of humanism and Mormonism. You are feeding the nature, the carnal nature of mankind, while you are starving at death. A deep spirit of darkness now covers your earth and has entered to do great battle upon the holy city of Rome. You have received a gross wrong. The earth shall tremble. The stars shall fall. Already, these warnings go by unnoticed while your scientists sit down and have figured out on paper why, how, when. Do they know when I shall allow the next one to come upon you? No! All you who have given yourselves to all manners of evil, astrology, cards,
you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Bring the children to us. But do not take them down the wrong road. Parents, give them the light while there is time. Save your children, for your hearts will be torn with anguish. What greater joy, my children, in the heart of a parent, when a child must come to us over the veil, and this parent has the comfort of heart to know that that child has been saved. And what sadness to a parent to wonder and plead for an eternity upon earth for the redemption of a soul, that the parent, through negligence, through blindness, through a dimness of faith, allowed, permitted his child to go on through the wrong road, a road leading to ultimate damnation. All were placed upon earth to be saved, but many are called, but few are chosen. And why? Because they did not pray. They did not accept the gift given to them for their salvation. They looked elsewhere. They implemented with novelty and experimentation. Satan has poisoned the minds of many. Pastors, shall you count the time left in months or years? No, I say to you. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer. You will cry out from your pulpit against immorality and immorality. You will demand that man turn back to his God, for if he rejects him, he is lost. A pastor who scatters his flock shall be damned. Many mitres shall fall into hell. Life shall be no excuse for laxity and failure to give the faith to the sheep. My children, you who have been given the light, you who have been called here by my mother, for your being here is not by accident. I say to you, go forward. Persevere in the days ahead. Continue with your mission, for you all are children of the light. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this. His three fingers are extended, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over by the second tree on the right side. He's standing above it, and he's looking down now and placing his hand out in front of him like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over, all the way over on the left side. Now Michael is coming down from behind the second tree on the right, and he's following Jesus. They're just floating. They don't walk by carriage, right on the wind there. Floating over now to the left side, our left side, just between the two trees. And Jesus is extending his hand out like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my children. As the Father blesses you and sends to you the Spirit of life. now, my child. And for you, with your prayers of atonement.